Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation, one story at a time. And it is one great story. You know, there are Bibles everywhere. I mean, people will give you one for free. The Gideons will give you one. I tell people, you know, it's the most printed book in the history of the world. Everybody get one copy. You ought to read it. God's not going to change. It's a great story. And it talks about the history of mankind. And people say, well, how'd the world get this way? Well, it's in a book called the Bible. You can read how it got started, where it messed up, what God's plan was to fix it, how he sent his son, took him back to heaven, how we can pray now. And God hears our prayer. We can run boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy up in time of need. It's a great story, but you got to read it. Blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book that says in Revelation. You got to understand the stories. To do that, you got to read it. Now, today we've found out what happened with Adam and Eve. They got fired, evicted, the kids started killing each other. They really went south. Well, today we're going to take the next big story in Genesis, which find out once they started scattering and, you know, generation after generation going by. And so we get to the story of Noah, the next big character in the Bible. And so Noah represents the 10th generation after Adam. So we had Adam. Now these people are living a long time. When I say 10th generation, you know, Adam lived to be like 930 years. These people are living long. So this is a long stretch, man. This is a long stretch of time. So this is what it says in Genesis chapter 5, verse 28. When Lamech was 182 years old, he became the father of a son. They waited real long before they had kids. And Lamech named the son Noah. Priest said, may he bring us relief from our work and the painful labor of farming this ground that the Lord has cursed. Where did he get his name from? Well, his name means something. May he bring us relief from our work and the painful labor of farming the ground that the Lord has cursed. That's a short name with a long definition. So Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 8, it talks about the world just went south. It went wrong. And so then the people began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born to them. And said, verse 2, and the sons of God saw the beautiful women and took any that they wanted as wives. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. So the first time in the Bible is in Genesis 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, God said, there's going to come a time you're not going to live to be 930 years old anymore. I'm cutting it short. I'm cutting it short. The normal lifespan will be 120. You live to be 120, you're old in our generation. Verse 4, in those days, or sometime after, giant Nephilites, physical beings produced by the unions of the sons of God and the daughters of men. Now, what's a Nephilite? Well, that's an offspring between a fallen angel and a human. They're not normal. It says in the days after some time, the giant Nephilites lived on the earth. And for whenever the sons of God had intercourse with women, they gave birth to children who became heroes and famous warriors of ancient times. That's a lot of fancy words, but this is some bad news. This is what David found when he found Goliath. Goliath wasn't just a big kid. He's 10 foot 2 inches tall with 6 fingers, 6 toes. He's an offspring of a fallen angel and a human. Well, what happened to them? Well, you got to read it. Verse 5, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth. He saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. I mean completely. So the Lord was sorry that he ever made them, maybe put them on earth, and it broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe out the human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, even the birds of the sky. I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah, verse 8, found favor with the Lord. That was a great old country song years ago. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. It seems that God put an end to demons mating with humans by placing all the demons who committed such an act in isolation. Jude, verse 6, tells us that the angels who did not keep their positions, they didn't stay where they're supposed to, they didn't keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. Also, not all demons are in prison today. So there must have been a group of demons who committed further grievous sins beyond the original fall. Presumably, the demons who mated with human beings are the ones who are bound with everlasting chains that would prevent any more demons from attempting such sin. Now, that's a fascinating thought. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless man living on the earth at the time. He walked in close fellowship with God. Verse 10, and Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Verse 11, now the Lord saw that the earth had become corrupt, was filled with violence. God observed all the corruption of the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. Everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I've decided to destroy all living things that fill the earth with violence. Yes, I wiped them out along with the earth. I need you to build a large boat, verse 14, a large boat from cypress wood, and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat, and put the door on the side. Build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. So, starting in verse 14 through 16, God says, here's what I want you to do. Now, there's never been a boat. A boat's never existed. But this isn't a normal boat. This is huge. And there's no lake, you know. There's no ocean. Where are you going to put this thing? And so, you'd imagine the ridicule that Noah and his family took because it took 100 years to get this thing built. Verse 17. Look, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Now, the God said everything, he meant everything. Everything on earth will die, not just some of it. Now, I've seen all the History Channel stories about, you know, there was evidently a great flood at one time, and so many nations have a report in their history of a great flood at one time, and there's a little difference in all of them. But everybody to understand, evidently there was a flood. But no, God said, no, you're talking about a flood. This is huge. But I will confirm my covenant with you, talking about Noah. So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you. Keep them alive during the flood. Pairs of every kind of bird, every kind of animal, every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. And be sure to take on board enough food for you, your family, and all the animals. Verse 22, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded. Now, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to build a boat. You know, you don't have a busy life. Got a very busy life. I've got a big family, trying to take care of all of them. But God has asked me to build this thing called a boat. Now, when I've taught high school for years, I'll try to just kind of simplify things for them. A little summation. So here's my summation. And we're going to get through all this right now, but we're going to have a good beginning right here. So you got to understand, this is the summation. Noah's the 10th generation after Adam. You know, and they're all living to be about 1,000 years each. So, you know, you got about 10,000 years of history here. Genesis 5, verse 28. Noah's going to bring relief from our work and labor. Genesis 6. There are fallen angels who had intercourse with women. Genesis 6, 4. There were giants on earth in those days, and afterward the sons of God came to the daughters of men, and they bore them children. And these were the big men of old who were renowned. Genesis 6, 5. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness. Chapter 6, verse 8. But Noah found favor with the Lord. Jude, chapter 6. God put an end to demons mating with humans. Whoa, most people don't understand that. Well, where are they at? Well, God put an end to that, and they're locked in chains underneath the Euphrates River. Genesis 6, 9. Noah was the only blameless man living on earth. Genesis 6, 11. The earth was corrupt and filled with violence. You think crime is bad today? It was horrible. Horrible back there. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Genesis 6, verse 13, God said, I will destroy all living creatures with the earth. Genesis 6, 14, build a large boat from cypress wood, waterproof it with tar inside and out. Genesis 6, 15, make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. This was a big boat. Genesis 6, 16, leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. So it wasn't just a little opening, it was all the way around that boat. Genesis 6, 16, put a door on the side, Build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. Verse 17, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die. And if God says everything, he meant everything. Verse 18, I will confirm my covenant with you. Enter the boat, you, your wife, your sons, and their wives. Verse 19 of Genesis 16, bring a pair of every kind of animal, male and female, into the boat and keep them alive during the flood. Verse 20, pairs of every kind of bird, every kind of animal, and every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. In other words, I'm going to supernaturally bring them into the boat. Genesis 16, 21, be sure you take on board enough food for you and your family and for all the animals. So God's laying, he got a to-do list. It's a big to-do list. Verse 22 of Genesis 6, Noah did everything exactly as God commanded. Genesis 7, 1, among the peoples of the earth, I can see that you alone are righteous. Verse 2 of Genesis 7, take with you seven pairs, males and females, of each animal I have approved for eating and for sacrifice. Take one pair of each of the others. Genesis 7, 4, 7 days from now, I'll make the rains pour down on the earth. And it will rain for 40 days and 40 nights till I wipe from the earth all living things I have created. Verse 6. Verse 6. Noah was 600 years old when the flood covered the earth. Verse 11. On the 17th day of the second month, all the underground waters erupted from the earth, and the rains fell in mighty torrents from the sky. Verse 12. The rain continued to fall for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, people, I've seen some big rains in my time. I'll be honest with you. I've lived in places where it's flooded and it's flooded bad. Towns were wiped out and stuff. But this was 40 days and 40 nights of nonstop pouring down rain. Verse 13 of Genesis 7. That very day, Noah had gone into the boat with his wife and his sons and their wives. Verse 17. For 40 days, flood waters grew deeper, covering the earth and lifting the boat high above the earth. Verse 19 and 20. Finally, the water covered even the highest mountain on earth, rising more than 22 feet above the highest peak. So whatever the highest mountain was on earth, this water went 22 feet higher than that. So imagine all the mountains. This water went 22 feet higher than that. God gives very detailed. Verse 23, God wiped out every living thing on earth. People, livestock, small animals, the birds, all were destroyed. Genesis 7, 24, the floodwaters covered the earth for 150 days. That's 5 months. For 5 months. When it rained, it rained. You seen land? No. Water covered the earth for 5 months. Genesis 8:1, God sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood waters began to recede. Verse 2, the underground water stopped flowing, and the torrential rains from the sky were stopped. Verse 3, so the flood waters gradually receded from the earth. After 150 days, exactly 5 months, from the time the flood began, the boat came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Now, we've seen many specials. You know, people think they discovered the ark. Where's it at? Well, it's a place where you're not allowed to go and you can't get permission to get in. It's on this mountain called Ararat. And they seem, supposedly they found wood from the ark, you know, frozen in ice. And so it's a fascinating study. What is true or not doesn't matter. It's still God's story and what God said is true because God can't lie. Says Genesis 8:5. 2.5 months later, the waters continued to go down. Other mountain peaks became visible. So it's been 7.5 months now since everything started. Genesis 8:6. After 40 days, Noah opened a window and released a raven. And the bird flew back and forth until the flood waters had dried up. Genesis 8:8. He also released a dove, but it could find no place to land, so it returned to the boat. After 7 days, he released the dove again. The dove returned that evening with a fresh olive leaf. Noah knew the floodwaters were almost gone. And then Genesis 8:13. Noah was now 601 years old. 10.5 months after the flood began, the floodwaters had almost dried up in the earth. Verse 14. 2 more months went by, and the last of the earth was dry. So now they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the boat, God said. Told Noah, leave the boat. Release the animals, be fruitful, multiply. So he does just that. So Noah leaves the boat, and life's about to start all over again. So it's a fascinating story. God gives me very, very detailed of what happened, how it happened, who it happened to, and what's going to happen afterwards. And so God always leaves a record. God doesn't leave us guessing. God says, you know, he gives revelation to his children. You know, it's for us to understand. And when Jesus was here on the planet, show us this, teach us this. And Jesus said, listen, I'm revealing it to you. You know, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm telling you everything. I'm telling you the truth. This is what happened. And so the Bible says in Corinthians, a lot of these things have been stored up for years and nobody knew what they were. Even the devil couldn't find God because it comes by revelation, not information. So, you know, for years, God told Lucifer in the Garden of Eden, one day I'm going to come in the flesh and I'm going to take this back. So the devil began to kill people off. First they lived to be 900 years old, then 800 years old, then 700 years old, then 600. And all of a sudden today, you know, like I said, average maximum lifespan is about 120. And most people today, in our country, the average age is around 82. And so we're living longer than we did 100 years ago in our country. And the average age, like 1917, was like 48. And so we've got better health and medicine and food. You know, it's gotten better. So what happened was, God said, listen, guys, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new at all. God knew what he was going to do, how he's going to do it. And so he had a family. He picked them out. He said, listen, I got one good guy. His name's Noah. Is he perfect? No, we'll find out in our next lesson. He's not perfect, but he's righteous. And he's trying to do what's right in God's eyes. So God has him do this crazy. Listen, I need you to build a boat. It's going to take about 100 years. It's really big. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And people would come out from the community and watch him working that big old thing. And you know, they made a modern-day movie. And it was sort of similar, believe it or not. People come out and make fun and mock him. What are you doing? What's that supposed to do? There's a flood coming. They didn't know what a flood was. There are no dictionaries. They don't know. What's a flood? We don't have a picture of flood. There's no MTV. You know, there's no National Geographic. What are you talking about? No water's going to cover the earth. What are you talking about? Water's going to cover the earth. And so it's going to happen. So God's always looking for somebody to believe him. Throughout history, from Genesis to Revelation, who are you looking for, God? Somebody that will believe me. You ever notice Jesus never asked anybody anything twice? He said, you know, come follow me. And the guy said, no, I need to go bury my dead father. Jesus said, well, let the dead bury the dead. Jesus always told him, he never said anything twice to anybody. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus never, ever asked anybody anything twice. God wants people who want him. God said, you draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. You ask me a question, I'll answer it. You seek me, I'll see that you find me. You knock on the door, I'll open it up. But in essence, God says, you stare at me and I'll stare back. It takes faith to move God. Hebrews 11 says, without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, 1 Peter says, we can't resist the devil. It takes faith. Well, how do you get faith? Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God in Romans. How do you get faith? Reading your Bible. Reading your Bible produces faith. What do you need to please God? Faith. What do you need to resist the devil? Faith. How do you get faith? Read your Bible, fellowship with the saints, get in a good church, listen to your pastor, volunteer, mow some grass, teach a Sunday school class, be involved. So God is moving like a freight train, and we're getting the story one step at a time from Genesis to Revelation, how it happened, what happened in the process, and it is really exciting. When we get to heaven, we're going to meet a lot of great people who live some exciting lives. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.